The last sort of general concluding question, which is quite a broad one, and that is really your overall take on the success and failure of the World Heritage Convention.
I'm very, I won't say disillusioned, but disappointed in some of the recent trends in the convention. There have been some disturbing, disappointing trends, I think, in recent years, which have something to do with the politicization of the convention, given its popularity, the fact that the involvement of more and more ambassadors has meant that people who spend their lives in the UN system bring with them sort of their UN thinking into this other forum, which really has a different purpose, and don't really often bother to find out what that purpose is. They just say, well, I'm here to defend my turf. I'm here to make sure that we get our stuff. And this has proven negative. I don't give up, and I'll come back to the fact that I don't give up, but I think over looking back over time and sort of trying to not forget but at least see the present turmoil around the behavior of ambassadors in a sort of perspective of time, the convention has been an extraordinarily positive thing. First of all, there are very few things in the world that actually motivate or encourage people in different countries to sort of talk to each other about, you know, their common things in a positive way. Even UNESCO, which involves all countries in the world, when it comes to cultural heritage, you know, for the most part, uses the language of control, you know, the language of thou shalt not. You know, the Hague Convention, times of armed conflict, thou shalt not bomb places that have a blue flag on them. You know, so it's and much of cultural heritage is organized in that way. You know, there's the guidelines say, don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. This, the language of the convention, right from the very beginning, has been positive language. In asking countries, maybe those who didn't define OUV in the convention were wiser than the rest of us, after all, because they recognized that leaving the question open would mean an endless discussion around OUV, an endless positive discussion. Because in the end, people say, well, it's really all about the things we share on this planet. It's about stories that are so important that it doesn't matter whether it's inside one country or inside another country. It's a story, and we're all part of that story. So we can all celebrate together, and we can all take responsibility together for ensuring that that story survives, or the expression, the forms of cultural expression that carry that story survive. This is very positive. This is all about peace on the planet. You know, I mean, I'm speaking very abstractly, but this is the way you go towards peace. And this is why it's been possible frequently inside the convention for those whose, you know, political leaders may be at war with each other to actually do a lot of things together. And that positive spirit has been promoted by the convention from the very beginning. And I don't think it's just rhetoric. It's something that distinguishes the convention from everything else that UNESCO does in the field of cultural heritage. And it's a real international bridge. It's all about international cooperation. And there have been countless examples of positive cooperation coming out of that venture, out of the convention. Another very, very positive output, and one which is perhaps on the decline a little bit, but certainly in the period of time when I was most closely associated with the convention and the committee and its outputs, the 90s, it was really the place where most of the important thinking about scientific developments in the world of conservation took place or started. So if you want to talk about monitoring and what's monitoring about, if you want to talk about cultural landscapes and why do we care about them and how are they different from any other form of cultural heritage, if you want to talk about authenticity, I mean, is that just a word? It's a word which doesn't seem to have a translation in a third of the languages of the countries in the face of the earth, but why is it important? Why is it proven important to talk about what authenticity means, not just in the context of world heritage, but beyond? The authenticity discussion opened up the possibility for, you know, the world as a whole or the conservation field as a whole to say, you must judge conservation decision-making in its cultural context. So beginning with that simple little word, authenticity, the sort of the ripples in the water expanded to bring in this much larger idea, which is still with us. It was there before NARA and the NARA document, but it was articulated in NARA, and it's never going to go away.